Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Ala Communications Studios. Again, this is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Jades, let's get right to it, shall we? We get to today in the NFL. Well, nothing like a controversial story this day and age. Colin Kaepernick, who last played football in 2016, professional football, back in 2016. Man, I mean, that was a long time. We're getting up there. 6 years ago? He's going to work out Wednesday for the Las Vegas Raiders, a league source told ESPN. All right. I get that this is a hot-button topic. Colin Kaepernick certainly is. Okay, don't you think it's funny? I don't care what you thought he should have gotten in 2017 and 18, but it has been 6 years since he played in the NFL. Those of you that just like nonchalant, like say it, oh, he deserves this. He deserves a chance. I was watching the Heat Celtics game last night, and they were talking about it on the broadcast, and Mark Jackson, he was asked, oh, don't you think he deserves to be in the... Oh, he absolutely does. He deserves this chance. He deserves this. Deserves. I mean, we talk about how hard it is to get in the NFL. We talk about how hard it is to stay in the NFL. This dude has... I don't care what your political beliefs are. I really don't. Especially today. Like, after what happened a couple of days ago, I think emotions are still really high. I don't give up about your political beliefs. This is a sports show. He hasn't played football in 6 years. That's enough, right? That's enough for me to... What are we talking about here? Like, why do the rules not suddenly apply? Like, okay, if he's good enough, okay, but stop saying he deserves this. The last time he tried out, he changed the tryout location last second so it wasn't sanctioned by the NFL. It was his own thing. It was a sideshow. It was a freak show. What's up, Jades?
Well, and I think it's silly for anyone to say that he deserves it.
Why does he deserve it?
Yeah, he's not entitled to anything. He, like anyone else, has to earn their spot in the NFL.
Right. I mean, okay, if he can go try out. Listen, like I said, does he not deserve to get a tryout? Dude, that's up to the Raiders. Tim Tebow didn't deserve to get a tryout for the Jaguars either. That was comical. This is not comical, I guess, because it's serious, because he's a political guy. Sometimes I think we just have to stop with the whole, he took a stand, or didn't, he kneeled. One side loves him. The other side hates him. We got to come in the middle here and go, he hasn't played for 6 years. Can both sides agree on that? It doesn't. So stop saying he deserves a shot. Noob says Kaepernick doesn't deserve anything. If he earns it, then fine. See? Perfect. Like me, I didn't deserve the gold membership to the Den. I earned it. There it is. Over under. We hit the one. We're at one right now, 3.5. We always set the over-under for Den mentions at 3.5. I don't have a problem with the Raiders saying, sure. I don't. Just like I didn't have a problem with Tim. Those two guys get compared for some reason, and I do it too, Colin Kaepernick and Tim Tebow, because they both did things on the sidelines that were, quote-unquote, a distraction. Kaepernick kneeled. Tim Tebow would always drop to a knee and pray. those two things are not comparable to me. I'm sorry. It's weird. But I guess both are very big-time player, big-time characters in NFL history that really didn't do a whole lot in their time. Cap did go to the Super Bowl. I get that. But in the grand scheme of careers, you don't really look at Colin Kaepernick or Tim Tebow and go, yeah, those guys had some legendary careers on the field. Those two will both be remembered for more of the fandom or lack thereof surrounding them. Don't mind that he gets a shot, a tryout, but he did the So, Adam Schefter writes in ESPN, it marked Kaepernick's first workout with an NFL team since being exiled. I'm trying to keep my cool here on this because, like, again, this is just that's your agenda right there. He did hold a workout. The NFL set up a workout for Colin Kaepernick. Was that 2 years ago? They set up an NFL workout for him where owners, where managers and whatever coaches, I think, could go watch. And it was an NFL sanctioned workout. So you'd have their officials, their timers, all that stuff. He switched it at the last minute so that he could control the narrative. He had his own, because the NFL didn't want cameras there. You remember that. They didn't want it to be filmed. They didn't want it to be this big deal. They just wanted to move on, be done with it. But he changed it at the last minute so that he could have cameras there, so that it would be his territory, his area. Smitty texts in, Kaepernick lost his job to Blaine Gabbert. He also opted out of his 49ers contract. Exactly. Those are true. Those are true things. We tend to forget those things. Exiled. Adam Schefter writes, exiled from the NFL. You sued him. You sued the league. You sued the league. Like, this is a cart. Sometimes it's like a South Park episode with some of this crap. Like, I'm not, this isn't a political issue. This isn't about kneeling and his controversial stuff and all that. Because he was controversial. I do think that some of his stuff was, I think he got wind of some of it and goes, whoa, this is taken off. And then I think he went after it. He made a career of it. The guy has made a lot of money off the NFL and outside of the NFL. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It's just interesting to me that, again, I read sentences like this from Schefter and it says exiled. He's not being exiled. Teams look at it and go, is that worth it? Is it worth it? Was Terrell Owens worth it when his ability faded? No. Was Chad Ochocinco's ability worth it? Or was signing guys that have loud mouths and are controversial worth it when their skill goes away? His skill was fading. He was. He lost his job. And then he started doing this. And then you mix the two and go, okay. Same with Tim Tebow. He was a backup caliber. He was never really a backup caliber quarterback. He was kind of a Taysom Hill, but without the quarterbacking ability, right? He was Taysom Hill before Taysom Hill. I just don't understand this. I do understand it, actually. It's a political thing because those that love him are, another Tebow connection. The Tebow time drove me crazy because you got non-football fans that were like, oh yeah, Tebow's so good, and the only reason Elway doesn't want Tebow here is because he's worried he's going to break all of his records. Those were things that were said, dude. Those were actually things that were said. And these were guys that don't even watch games. And I just blew my mind. So with Kaepernick, you're getting a bunch of people that don't even watch football that just go, you know, he deserves a shot. He deserves to be back in the NFL. Nobody deserves to be in the NFL. It's not a deserved thing. It's an earned thing. He wasn't exiled. He did visit with Seattle in 2017. They did not sign him. They asked him, are you about football or are you about political activism? They asked him that. And ever since I was a kid growing up, you know what I was told? If you want to play in the NFL, not that I was told like from scouts, but I was just told reading and growing up watching sports, then you have to make it your number one priority. Dads are probably going to miss the births of their children if it happens on a Sunday. How many stories have you heard of that? Yet when Colin Kaepernick was asked, is football your priority or is political activism your priority? Which one? Agree or disagree with the greater good? I get it. But his answer was not a positive one, at least for Seattle at the time, to say, yes, we think that you would be great. Tony Romo was asked the same thing for the Cowboys. They had to ask him, you going to keep doing this golf crap or is football your priority? He dropped the golf crap. They had to go back to football all the way. I mean, again, it wasn't that he was a professional golfer yet, but he was wanting to play in like big tournaments. They say it's hard to play in this league, right? They say it's got to take a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifice. But yet, because it's a political thing, we tend to go away from it and say, well, yeah, but political activism is way more important than the NFL. Sure, I guess. I'm not a political activist. But if that's your cup of tea, then go do it. Why is it a crime for the NFL to say you can't do both? You can't do both. We want you representing the NFL. Doesn't mean you can't have your own stuff. And I mean, hell, the NFL's extremely political now. But doesn't, you know, I just think it's like Schefter writes exiled by the NFL. The NFL has done a lot of things. Maybe it was because of Kaepernick, but I really think it was in the 2020 year that rocked the world. The NFL started doing some very interesting things with their branding and marketing. If he gets a tryout, fine. I don't care about the tryout. I care about the story. Obviously, we're talking about it. It's an NFL story today. But stop with this garbage of he should have got a chance all those years ago. He deserves it now. He was exiled from the NFL. He sued the NFL. He sued the league. Jades, if you sue this station, do you expect to be working here? Like, that doesn't work anywhere else. That's madness. 18 minutes after the hour. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. We got our game beer of the week. From Breckenridge Brewing, Summer Pills Shandy. You can pick up from selections from Breckenridge Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages. Use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight. They also have their free wine tastings that they do every single weekend. Got another one coming up from 4 to 7 from La Crosse Ditlining. They'll be on hand there, so you can try it for try that stuff for free. The free wine and beer tastings every single week. They're fantastic. 18 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
For over 51 years now, OCR, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, has been the specialist in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses, and they're providing care along the Front Range. Orthopedic and Spine Center is proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. Check them out online, OCR.com. OrthoHealth.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043 if you want to chime in. Now we're on the phone line, 970-353-1310. Nikola Jokic, there's an article in the Denver Post by Mike Singer, headline, Nikola Jokic comfortable with Nuggets direction following Tim Conley's abrupt departure, source says. It's kind of a relief, right? I mean, you certainly don't want to hear the opposite, that upset. It's going to be bad. Nuggets management, including Calvin Booth, I suppose, has been in touch with Joker in the days soon after Tim Conley's departure. And Singer writes stunning departure. Once the news was there, it was not stunning anymore. You're going to offer ownership stake. The two parties have spoken over the phone, according to Singer's post in the article in the Post. Basically talking about any concerns about Conley's exit for Minnesota. Joker seems to be okay with everything. He is eligible at this stage to sign a 5-year, $254 million Supermax extension this summer. That would keep him in a Nuggets uniform through 2027 and 28. Joker said at the end of the season, if the offer's on the table, of course, I'm going to accept it because I really like the organization. Now, Conley was a big part of that organization, right? He said, I like the people who work here. Again, Conley's one of those people. Calvin Booth is, if you Google Calvin Booth today, he's pretty much jumping into that role. He will assume, I would imagine, unless they pull a shocker here, he will take over running the team. Nothing is official, according to the organization. However, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV did tell us, yes, that's what's going to happen. Nuggets, they call him the governor. Of course, Josh Kroenke, he is scheduled to address the media today. And I don't know, Jades, if have we had any access to that yet? Any Nuggets information out there? Let's see if any press conferences hit. I don't know what time that was supposed to be. I think it was supposed to be today. Or this afternoon, excuse me. But I would imagine that's when we're going to get the announcement that Calvin Booth is officially taking over. Yeah, I'm digging. I'm not seeing anything just yet. So we'll keep our eyes on it. But I do think that Calvin Booth, I think, you know, people do have faith in what he might be able to do. He was with Conley for a couple of years now. Joker seems to be good. That's number one. That's priority number one. Sign your MVP, but you got to be ready to build around him. That's the big concern here. The question marks going into the offseason. Can you build around him? Is Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., are they going to work out? Well, again, that's going to solve itself for Calvin Booth at least next season. He doesn't have to worry about those two guys. Those are contracts from Tim Conley. So that's no skin off his back at this stage. What he'll need to do is fluff up the rest of the roster surrounding him. Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., those guys are not going anywhere. Those guys are a part of the foundation. And if he stays the course, hey, it won't be his fault. Stay the course with those guys. If it doesn't work out, it won't be Calvin Booth's fault. His challenge will be in this upcoming draft. We've seen Denver have really good drafts the last few years. Tim Conley has been very good. Bones Highland, obviously that's working out quickly for the Nuggets. And they've done it with relatively low picks. Denver will have the 21st pick, and I'm not expecting gold here, but Tim Conley has kind of churned out some pretty, you know, Michael Porter Jr. fell to them fairly late because of the injury scare, because of the back situation a lot of teams passed. But I look at the draft and I'd be, okay, there's a little bit of pressure there because Conley is able to find a lot of decent picks. And they've been a playoff team now the last couple of years, yet they've still been able to get good picks. Bones Highland being, who knows, he might turn out to be one of the best Tim Conley draft picks, save for Joker. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So we're expecting at some point the Kroenkes to come out, talk a little bit about the situation. now without Tim Conley. Maybe put some fans' minds at ease with this situation. But Joker, that's the big one. Go get that thing taken care of. Get him signed. But there will be some big questions here. You know, like I said, Will Barton, to me, is the biggest question mark. Because I'm counting on Joker back. Obviously, counting on Jamal Murray to finally be back. I'm counting on Michael Porter Jr. to finally be back. You know Aaron Gordon will be back. What kind of Aaron Gordon will we get? He said he's learned his lesson. Like, he's going to be an inside player. He's changing the way he does things. But then at the start, just the starting five, you have Will Barton. What's the plan there? You're paying him $16.6 million next year. Is he a bench guy? Can you make him a bench guy? Would he even be cool for that? You got one more year left. And you're in the prime of this window, especially if you get everybody back. Jamichael Green has one more year left. He's making $8.7 million. You like Monte Morris? He might be a starter next year. I kind of like the idea of starting him and putting Jamal at 2 and Porter at 3 and Gordon at 4 and Joker at 5. Jeff Green, he has a player option. Facu Campazzo will be a free agent. Do you want him back? Zeke Nagy has a team option. Another draft pick from Tim Conley. Austin Rivers is a free agent. DeMarcus Cousins will be a free agent. Do you want Davon Reed back, who they did not bring into the playoffs, into the postseason? But they like him. You know, he'll be a free agent. Do they like him enough to bring him back? Boogie Cousins was making $683,000. I think you can get more out of that guy. At the age of 31, he looked pretty good, man. Are we done with the Austin Rivers thing? There's most of the time when I write him off and I'm done, he ends up coming out and having big games. I mean, in the win against Golden State, he was pretty good, and then he got hurt to start the next game. There's part of me that really likes Austin Rivers. And there's the other part that goes, yeah, there's games where he's just not even really a factor. I'd take Rivers over Campazzo if that's where we're going. Campazzo's 31. I know it feels, you know, he feels like he's only been in the league 2 years. Made a pretty good career overseas. But I like the guy. Can you get him for really cheap? That would be the question. Like, he's $3.8 million right now. Can you get him for less? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So the big questions there, Campazzo is a free agent, Rivers is a free agent, and DeMarcus Cousins. Chanchar is a free agent too. Do you see a future with him? I say you lock up Boogie, you lock up Rivers, you say farewell to Facu, and I know that's tough. Player option for Jeff Green, I'm guessing he'll take that. And then you look at Davon Reed, who, again, we liked what he brought to the table, just apparently not enough to take into the playoffs. Calvin Booth has some work to do. He could put his stamp on this team immediately by moving on or making a decision with Will Barton. I don't think you can just throw out that same lineup, or at least with him in that same lineup at number 2 and Jamal at 1. Maybe Barton's better with Murray, but we keep doing that, right? We keep doing the whole, maybe this year will be different. Maybe this is going to be, he's 31. It's not going to be much different. He's going to have games that make you go, holy crap, even good games still make me scared. Because then he's going to have 5 more that he tries to go 1-on-3. He tries to play hero ball, and he's not good enough to play hero ball. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 34 minutes after the hour. When we come back, Avs, Blues, tomorrow night, game 6. Boy, didn't think this thing was going to go back to St. Louis. How will the Avs handle this mentally? Yeah, you had to think in the back of their heads, they're thinking, man, we got this. We're going to close this thing down tonight. You're up 3-0. You're certainly thinking that. Then the Blues come all the way back and force overtime, and they steal one out of Denver, and they send this thing back to St. Louis. This thing is far from over, folks. Find a way to win if you're St. Louis, and bam, you forced a game 7 and an Avalanche team that, it's like a jinx. It's a curse. The second round has been awful, especially under Jared Bednar. 3 years in a row, not getting out of the second round. So you don't think that that's there taunting the Avs today as they went to bed last night? Jared Bednar still very much like kind of on the hot seat. This team pulled their foot off of the gas. Why? And yes, if the Avs drop this series, and I know that a lot of you Avs fans are freaking out on me right now, don't even want to hear any kind of panic talk, anything like that. That's the bottom line, is if this team somehow cannot pull this off, especially being up 3-1, up 3-0 in the game that you're up 3-1, and you drop this series, whew, how the hell can you say Jared Bednar is not at least in the conversation of hot seat? 35 minutes after the hour. Jades, let's jump out. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I gotta thank my wonderful sponsor, that's Weldworks. Every Friday, which is tomorrow, they got a new beer release at noon. Stop by, grab lunch now, too. They got the Annex inside there. Have you guys checked that out just yet? I mean, my goodness, that's great food. Wonderful beer, dialed in beer, Weldworks. You can buy their stuff pretty much everywhere as far as liquor stores are concerned, because liquor stores knows what sells. They know. You ever want to find a good beer? See what's definitely in a, like, go to five different liquor stores. If Weldworks, if the beer is in there, there's a good chance that it's a damn good beer. Everywhere you go, Weldworks is out there. So try them out. Stop by downtown and check out the Annex. That double cheeseburger sounds phenomenal right now. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. USA Today's Brian Kalbroski put together a story about David Roddy, the fact that he looks like an NFL tight end. And he, of course, referenced that he was a standout. CSU Rams get so annoyed with that, fans. The fact that he was a standout high school quarterback. Well, it's news to everybody else. We've heard it 4 million times, but it is news. He's writing basically about, you know, his chances of where he could go, what he could do, how versatile he really is. He's very impressed here. He said, I like this line. He says, it's not uncommon for NBA prospects to flaunt their versatility as a strength, because Roddy is very versatile. He said, but few are able to check as many boxes as Roddy. He is the rare three-level scorer who can finish efficiently either at the rim, from the mid-range, or from behind the arc. And that was something he worked on last year from the class, from it when he was basically going to see where he stacked up into the in terms of NBA draft. And he got that shot much better. He can handle the ball pretty well, set screens. Obviously, you can just do a little bit of everything. The fit. So here we go, though. You got to take the good with the bad. Kalbroski outlines the negatives. He said there are some physical concerns about Roddy, who measured at 6'4", 6'4.5 without shoes at the NBA Draft Combine. However, his 6'11.5 wingspan may allow him to guard larger opponents. Meanwhile, although his body fat percentage is relatively high, he performed very well in athletic testing. Yeah, and again, this is what they do. They magnify everything. And some, you know, some, what are you talking about body fat? He looks great. Looks like a friggin' tight end. Well, basketball. Not a lot of guys. I mean, go look at a regular team. Go look at the top 10 players on any team. You don't see a lot of guys built like David Roddy. It's not a fat thing. Trust me, the dude is not. Especially when you see him in person, he's jacked. He is huge. He's a monster. But you don't see a lot of tight end bodies play in the NBA. Although I think he can go against all of that. I do think he will be in the NFL. I think he will be a difference maker. Or NFL. Ha! Is that a Freudian slip? I don't know. I do think he'll be in the NBA, and I think he'll be a difference maker wherever he goes. But what can he do this year? That's the question. According to this report from USAtoday.com, his shot wasn't falling during 5-on-5 scrimmages at the combine. Some think that even that scrimmage alone really hurt his draft stock. Good defender. They liked his defense there. Here is the writer's biggest takeaway he outlined again in USA Today. Due to his height at the next level, Roddy is someone who likely has to play at the wing and not the front court like he has in college, which would be interesting. He will need to trim down even more than he already has. But fortunately, he isn't slow-footed at all, and he has enough length to hold his own when he does get switched onto bigger players. So basically, he's saying Roddy's more of a wing player, which would mean his three-point shooting's got to get even better, I would think. I think he should come back one more year. Now he's going to have some of these. Now, again, that's my personal opinion. As I read more and more of these, I don't think it would hurt if he comes back one more year. He's too competitive to make the reason because he's worried about getting hurt or stats going down. But it's just the more articles that I read from different outlets, and again, I outlined the Fox one for you guys today. Andy Katz has David Roddy in the need to return category. Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw. Great show today, my friend. Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate that, man. Eastside Chris says, what about the hand size? Yeah. Susan and Cheryl like that. Appreciate that. Eastside Chris, what about the hand size? I don't know. I didn't see that one. That's a big deal for quarterbacks, though. I can give you his lane agility. 10.75 seconds. Do these mean anything to you, James? Listen, there's a reason they have all these things. His three-quarter sprint, 3.2 seconds. And his max vertical, that one's a big one. He ranked in the 60th percentile. I just think it makes more sense for him to go back. I think he'll make the right choice, whatever he does, because that's the kind of respect I have for him. There's a lot of players that I wouldn't, you know, like my friend Dalen Kuntz for UNC, he's testing the NBA waters as well. Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, I think he definitely needs to be back at UNC. He's not going to get drafted. He won't get drafted. To come out of UNC, you have to be not only the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, but it's got to be obvious. So he's got to come back here next year, and he's got to tear it up, which I think he could. I think he should have been Big Sky Conference Player of the Year this year anyway. But Roddy, on the other hand, I think he absolutely gets drafted this year if he stays. I just don't know if that's first round. I think it's tweener. It's a tweener right now. And do you want to risk that? The difference between first and second round is huge as far as the money. 47 minutes after the hour. I'm going to take a short break. My Method Flow Products poll question is up at thewholeshow.com. If Roddy doesn't come back, if he does go all in the NBA, are the Rams still an NCAA tournament team? Most of you don't seem to think that they can get back without David Roddy. 63% now saying no. All right, go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll wrap up the show on the other side with what's on tonight and closing thoughts. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Allo Communications Studios. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKI.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2. On 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Jade, you want to get tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers coming to Empower Field in Denver for me? Birthday present. Birthday's almost here, Jade. So If you're going to surprise me with those, you know, I'll act surprised, okay? But that'd be a good show, man. They're getting some good stuff there. The country dude was there last week. Who was it?
Luke Combs.
Oh, you, yeah, dude, this is, you knew. I didn't think you were going to know. Are you a country guy?
No, but I knew people that were at it.
That was a big deal. And then they were all freaked out because of the weather and stuff, too, right? Chili Peppers coming up in July, I think. I think July. Shout out to a brand new sponsor of the show, and that's Cables Pub and Grill. Listen, you guys, if you're in the northern Colorado area, especially Greeley, you know how good this place is. It's ridiculous. I love this spot. I'm just here to remind you about them, okay? Guess what Thursdays are? It's Thursday, correct? Fiesta Thursdays. You get smothered burritos for just $10.99 and house margaritas for $4. You can't beat it. Check out Cables Pub and Grill, proud supporters of this program, and UNC. You know, I started working with them with some UNC deals, too, and I just love the place. We go there quite a bit. What's on the tube tonight, Jades? Well, you get the Rockies are back in action, going up against Washington. Right? I know. If they lose this series, are you done? Are you done, Jades? You're done. You were done when it started. Rockies, Washington, we'll get them Nationals at 5:05 pregame show coming up. We also got Rockies Rundown. Tanner and Jerry going to vent it out for us coming up. Jerry Schimmel will vent it out. And listen, win this series, go back over 500, right? No. Yes. No, go to 500. Say
go
it.
To 500.
Okay, I would take that if you win this series. It's a four-game series. NBA tonight, Dallas, Golden State. Game 5, the Mavs survived one game, kind of like the Nuggets, but it's in Golden State tonight. The Warriors are -6.5. I think it's going to be a blowout. I think Golden State wins this thing, puts it away, and is done. And do the Rocks win tonight? Think they get the dub? Marquez going to the mound? Patrick Corbin? Sure, why not? Sure, why not? Rockies get the dub. All right, we got Preps baseball action tomorrow, so we'll be back at it on a Tuesday. It's a long weekend for us. Good night, Northern Colorado. Rockies Rundown is next.